This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, conservative talk show host raises $20 million in 3 days to rescue Christians trapped in Afghanistan. That story right after this short message.
Did you know families that typically make $35,000 to $95,000 annually often won't qualify for the federal Pell Grant? At Liberty University, we created a solution to help students afford the quality education they deserve. Our Middle America Scholarship, when combined with the Liberty Champion Award, will match the Pell Grant, a value of up to $5,495 per year for up to 4 years. And the Middle America Scholarship is stackable with most other Liberty aid. Learn more by texting MAS to 49596. Again, that's MAS to 49596.
With the botched evacuation of Afghanistan, the Biden administration has abandoned thousands of American allies in what is now enemy territory. The Taliban is targeting Christians for extinction, as well as anyone who has helped the U.S. forces over the last 20 years. Reports are coming in that if someone had a Bible app on their phone, they would be killed. Conservative radio personality Glenn Beck started raising money for the Nazarene Fund with the goal of extracting 5,000 people, mostly women and children, from the Taliban-controlled zone. In a joint effort by Glenn Beck, Wall Builders founder David Barton, and Operation Underground Railroad founder Tim Ballard, the Nazarene Fund was created in 2015 with the mission to liberate the captive, to free the enslaved, and to rescue, rebuild, and restore the lives of Christians and other persecuted religious and ethnic minorities wherever and whenever they are in need. According to their website, they have completed 125 total operation projects since their start. In just 3 days, Beck's audience pulled together and raised more than $20 million to rescue Afghan Christians. In his radio show, Beck said that, "I'm truly afraid that we're going to lose a lot of our staff because this is so dangerous. But I will tell you this, we will get those people out." He pleaded with his listeners to pray for these people. And he also commented that of all the donations that came in, most of them were small. Through their Facebook page on August 24th, Tim Ballard reported that they had a confirmation that their third plane from the Nazarene Fund has left Afghanistan, and now their numbers of rescued people is around 1,000 people. ISIS suicide bombers have committed attacks against the airport in Kabul, making evacuations even more difficult and deadly. Pray for all involved in these dangerous rescue operations. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.